Today's piece, Clapton Pond, has been written by Leta Doolin. Leta is a playwright. Her great-grandfather emigrated in 1910 to Abergavenny in Wales from Clonakilty, County Cork, to work in the local hospital. Her grandmother kept a farm in County Clare. For this piece, we join Mary, a nurse who has just finished her shift at a London hospital. We hope you enjoy it.
Dear Sarah, I know I haven't written for ages, but things have been awful, as you can imagine. I'm sorry if this letter's going to feel a bit heavy, but right now I really need to confide in my best friend. You see, I can't speak about this on the wards. The chaplain's so busy, and the masks, they fit so tight, sometimes I forget to breathe, let alone talk, and there's so much to come out. Thing is, I feel like a bit of a fraud. I'm staying in a hotel in the West End. You might have heard of it, Claridge's. It's really posh, but it's empty now. I'm at the top of the building and can see over the roofs to the park. Normally I'd love all this beauty, but you see, it's miles away from me flat in Clapton Pond. The flat where I can see the corner of the Olympic Park when it's lit up. But I can't go home. Not now my parents are living with me there. They're both in their 80s, so it's a no-brainer. Oh, but God, I miss them. It was a strange old Easter not to spend it in church. I hope that everyone in the choir are keeping well, they're all in good spirits. Say a prayer for me and my parents, too, if you get a moment, Sarah. I watched a young man die today, without his family beside him. They couldn't even say goodbye. His last few moments of life, and he was destined to spend it alone. It makes me want to call Mum and Dad even more, but sure, I don't want to worry them. I'm fuming at the government for allowing it to get to this point, for letting all these cases pile up without doing more. I could just spit. I keep thinking to myself, was there anything that could have avoided this? More masks, more gloves, more gowns, more testing? I'd know. I wish I was more sad, but I don't feel that yet. I wasn't expecting to feel anger, but I do. There's a really heavy feeling at the back of me, hanging about and won't go away no matter what I do. Perhaps it's a sense of dread of what's coming. Sometimes I think that much of what I do here makes no difference. The hardest thing I've watched today is that young man approaching the end of his life, and he wasn't allowed to have his family to visit. He was full of antibiotics. He didn't make it onto a ventilator, struggling for breath, mouthing words underneath his mask. I thought I heard him say, "You're beautiful." Did he think I was someone else? I mean, he doesn't know me, and we must all look the same with our own PPE on. It's such a shame that he comes to the end of his life and can't be with his loved ones. Trying to relax after work is tough. I can't watch TV. The presenters keep doing interviews with celebrities and other people. They keep saying, "You're not alone." But the people who die here are totally alone. Oh, there's plenty of free tea and chocolates and stuff to keep us going, and I'm grateful. I have to keep going, because if I stop and think about it, I might not go back in. I've just finished a 12-hour shift now and have only a few hours sleep ahead of me. But although I'm tired, I have very little sleep in me right now. You see, I worry that I'll see his face if I close my eyes. That young man, taking his last breath, with no one from his family to hold his hand. His bravery chills me. So there you go. All I have time for is sleep and work right now. But before I do, I need you to ask you to do one thing for me. And that's to smile. Would you smile, Sarah? Would you? Just smile. All my love, your best friend, Mary.
This piece was recorded in April 2020. If you'd like to know more about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website at www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.